Charlotte went bananas a year and a half ago, and not just with the peppy yellow bow ties and frenzied Twitter campaign to lure Chiquita to town, but also with the city council's decision to go beyond its standard property tax rebate and cough up nearly $1 million from its capital reserve fund to bag Chiquita. It was a first for the city, and it worked.
Chiquita, Fernando, and the company are bringing 400 new jobs with $14 million of investment right here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Former North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue there in a yellow bow tie, of course.
These are great jobs, y'all. High wages. That's great news for the people of this community.
But some Charlotte City Council members soon began to wonder if they'd been burned.
I mean, when I cast a vote, I clearly told citizens, get your resume ready. You're about to get employed. The city has done something great.
Councilman James Mitchell chairs the city's Economic Development Committee. The minutes of a closed city council meeting in September 2011 show council members nervous about the precedent their unusually generous incentives package would set, but eager for the 400 jobs Chiquita promised. Once the deal was made public, the council voted for it 9-2. In another first, Councilman Mitchell added a stipulation that Chiquita hold a local job fair. But it didn't go as he hoped. Chiquita collected some 2,000 resumes online and then summoned about 250 to an invitation-only job fair.
That's just misleading to the council member and it's misleading to the citizens.
Mitchell wanted an open job fair at City Hall where his constituents could line up and hand their resume directly to a Chiquita hiring manager. It's arguably an outdated notion in today's digital hiring world, particularly when filling high-paying executive positions. But it underscores a growing pressure some council members feel to justify economic incentives deals to their constituents. Councilwoman Luana Mayfield.
What I want to know is how is this going to impact our unemployment rate? Because we still have a very high unemployment rate here in Mecklenburg County.
8.8% in March, compared to the national rate of 7.6%. In the case of Chiquita, the company initially told the city it would transfer about 90 employees from Cincinnati. After the deal was announced, CEO Fernando Aguirre speculated the number would be closer to 200. In reality, transfers account for nearly half of the 303 positions Chiquita has so far filled in Charlotte. That's 141 transfers compared to 134 people Chiquita says it hired locally. Another 28 were recruited from elsewhere. But the total jobs number is the only number that matters for Chiquita to collect its tax incentives, which will start in the next month or two. And the number of transfers?
It's a point of information we like to know.
City Economic Development Manager Brad Richardson says so long as Chiquita employs 400 or so people in Charlotte and keeps its headquarters here for 10 years, it will get the full $22 million state and local incentive package. Now, Charlotte could start demanding that companies fill a certain percentage of new jobs locally in order to get tax incentives. But Richardson says,
I think it'd be short-sighted because one of the things you realize in these negotiations oftentimes is we're competing against other cities. I'd argue for a bigger picture, longer view. We're trying to bring growth, particularly a corporate headquarter growth spins off jobs in our community that otherwise wouldn't be there.
Richardson adds Chiquita employees who transferred from Cincinnati are buying homes here now and paying sales and income taxes. Chiquita didn't provide someone to be interviewed for this story, but did send a 3-page document outlining what it's done for Charlotte in the last 18 months. For example, the company says $11 million worth of construction on its new office in NASCAR Plaza was done by local companies. And the Chiquita Classic Golf Tournament has moved to Charlotte and will benefit the local United Way.
So I think we've gotten more than we were promised with Chiquita.
And Brad Richardson says Chiquita changed Charlotte's approach to luring new companies. All of the city's economic incentive agreements now include a section strongly encouraging the company to hire locally, use local companies for services, and give to local charities. And the city also now follows up with companies that get incentives to find out exactly how many of those new jobs went to locals. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.